Working Through the Summer by Louise Lovett. When Louise was 21, she left England for the first time. She went to a small village near Aix-en-Provence. In the village, she worked on a chantier, restoring an old stone building in the village square. She worked as a volunteer on the project. Food and accommodation was provided in return for 6 hours' hard work every day. There she met Marco, the architect and builder in charge of the building project, Victor, the leader of the volunteers, and Lucy, another English volunteer like Louise. The working day started at 8 a.m. and finished at 2 p.m. At 2 p.m., all the workers sat down to a big lunch together under the trees, and then they were free all afternoon and night. Sometimes they played guitar and talked. Sometimes they hitchhiked to a nearby beach, and sometimes they went out to a bar or disco in the village. It was one of the best experiences of her life. "Come on, Louise, get moving. It's time to start work."
I'm coming.
I was up pretty late last night, you know."
"Yeah, where were you? I've been trying to figure out who you were with. Did you get off with that guy at the bar? The tall one who was checking you out all night?"
"Piss off and mind your own business."
All right, calm down. I'm just asking. It's just that I thought he was pretty cute."
"Yeah, well, actually, I didn't get off with him. He was chatting me up the whole night, but he's just not my type. He didn't turn me on at all. You're welcome to him."
"What do you take me for? I've got Andy back home, remember? We've been going out for 2 years. And I'm not going to screw it up over some holiday romance. I don't sleep around, and I'm counting on him not to mess around either."
But maybe when you're not there."
"No, I'd know just by looking at him. He'd never get away with it."
Lucy and Louise pick up their tools and start work on the building. They carry on chatting while they work.
"So you didn't go home with anyone then?"
"Well, do you remember the other guy? The one who was hanging back a bit, who seemed really shy?"
"The blonde guy with glasses?"
"Yeah, him. Well, after a few drinks, he started to come on to me. And in the end, I got off with him in the beer garden, out the back."
"Oh, really? I didn't see you together."
"And did you go home with him then? 'Cause I know you didn't come back here until early this morning."
"Well, yeah. I mean, I left the bar with him and went back to his place. But then things got really fucked up. You know, he started off by rolling a huge joint, and a bit later, he wanted us to shoot up."
"You're kidding?"
"No. It totally put me off him, you know? So I told him that I didn't do that stuff. That I didn't want to get mixed up with drugs. And then I just walked out."
"And he didn't give you a hard time? He just let you go?"
"He was really pissed off. He tried to stop me, grab my arm and stuff, you know. But I just told him to fuck off and ran away. There were quite a few people around, so he couldn't really do anything about it. But then, of course, I had to work out how to get home."
"Oh, God, Louise, that's pretty scary shit, no?"
"It was okay, really. Like I said, there were people about. I'll just put it down to experience. No more quiet guys with glasses."
"And so how did you get home? Did you hitch?"
"I tried, but I was feeling a bit freaked out. In the end, I had to walk back. I was asking myself why I decided to dress up last night, with high heels and everything. My feet were about to drop off. I got back at 5 o'clock this morning."
Marco, the architect, comes over to check their work.
"What are you doing? Do you call this plastering? Look at this. It just falls apart. It should be like this. Comme ça, comme ça."
Okay. Comme ça?
"Non, Louise, pas comme ça. Comme ça. Maybe if you weren't out drinking all night, you'll be able to achieve something in the morning."
Marco walks away to help somebody else.
"What a cheek. He's really got it in for you. You should just tell him to bugger off. We're volunteers here, after all. He treats us like slaves."
"Nah, I think he's got a point. I'm so hungover, I can hardly stand up.
I'm definitely not doing a very good job today. I could barely summon up the energy to get out of bed, and I'm hanging out for a coffee. I hope we can knock off early today. Huh, dream on. Marco just expects us to beaver away here all day. I'm already totally worn out. And if he starts in on me, well, he'd better watch out, that's all. Well, hang in there. We'll have a coffee break at 10 o'clock. Yeah, just keep slaving away till then. He really pisses me off, though. I wish he'd just chill out, you know? Cheer up, there's no point in letting him get to you. We can go back to the bar again tonight, if you like. It looked like you were having a pretty good time. You mean I was getting written off? Yeah, it was a good night. The French kids we were hanging out with were pretty cool. And I saw you take off your shirt at one point. What was that all about? It was nothing. One of the French girls wanted to try on my top, that's all. She gave it back afterwards, and I put it back on. No big deal. They were telling us about life in the village. Sounds like it's pretty boring. And there are no jobs. Most of them said that unless things pick up, they'll have to go and live in Aix or Marseille. It's the same everywhere. In the villages in England, we've got the same problem. All the young people are moving away. It's depressing. I thought you were supposed to be cheering me up. I actually had a really good night, though I did get off my head. Came home quite early, though, so I had time to sleep it off. Marco is talking to Victor about the plans for the building. So, we've got about 10 days left, Marco. How are we going? Are we going to get the job done? I think we can pull it off. I was going over the plans last night, and I think we're okay. We're a couple of days behind schedule, but last week's rain accounts for that. Yeah, the rain did hold us up. We could hardly work at all on Tuesday and Wednesday. So now it depends on the weather. If it doesn't rain again and no new problems spring up, we can get through the rest of the first floor and finish off the roof. Most of the team is working really hard, though a few are cruising along. And Lucy has a bit of an attitude. I wish she'd pack it in. I know. Do you want me to talk to her? Try to clear things up? I don't know. Do you think it's worth it? I think we're getting by okay for now. I don't want to get bogged down in personality problems. I think it's probably best to try to ignore it for now. Okay, whatever you think. I know I'm always picking on Lucy and Louise. It just pisses me off to see the others working so hard and those two chatting away to each other. But I know I'm always going on at them. A bit. All right, I'll try to ignore them. And if you think I'm being too hard on them, just tell me to cut it out, okay? Okay, Marco, but don't stress out about it. I really think the team is working out pretty well. Finally, it's almost 10 o'clock. Time for a coffee break. Come on, everyone. Time for a coffee break. Wow, that's the first time Marco's let us knock off early. Maybe things are looking up. Or maybe he just hasn't got his watch on today. I'm going to check it out while we're having coffee. Come off it, Lucy. Give the guy a break. Maybe he's just being kind. You know what I heard? I heard that his wife ran out on him about a month ago. He's probably really depressed and just takes it out on us. Oh, poor Marco. That makes me feel really sorry for him. That's probably why he comes across so bad-tempered, because he's sad. Or he was already bad-tempered, and so his wife buggered off and took up with someone else, someone who could make her happy. Well, whatever the reason, I hope things get better for him soon. You know what? I really feel like I'm about to throw up. Do you think I'd get away with it if I tried to sneak away to my room to lie down for a bit? Yeah, sure. Don't worry. I'll cover for you. If anyone asks, I'll say you must have picked up a bug. No one needs to know it's just because you're totally hungover. Thanks, Lucy.